Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh my, it is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you are at, my family. Hello to you if you just joined us. And it is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. Thanks to Janine and Pastor Rocky. We've had a wonderful time. I'm sure you also enjoyed today's session of Skriftdierlik. I know that I did. I enjoyed every moment, even the questions that were coming through. I really enjoyed that, and to learn about so many things that are going on in our minds. One question that I've heard over the years, and I keep hearing it even now, is the question that says, what if, or who created God? If he created everything, then who created him? And others are also asking, does he really, truly, is he there? You know, is there a God? And somebody answered and said, what if you die and you find out that he is there? Isn't it better to live as though he is there and believe that he is there? And when you die and when you meet him, you do not regret. It's not too late because you rejected him. So, yeah, those were very interesting questions. Thank you, Janine. And thank you to Pastor Rocky. It is Heart to Heart. And we have started something with Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. We've been talking about or answering the question, is it hard to live for a Christian life? Is it hard to live for Christ? Is it possible or is it hard? And there have been different views, other views saying it is hard, others saying yes, it is hard, but it is doable. And I believe that we will come to the end of this today. I'm not sure. Maybe yes, maybe not. But we're still on it even today. And in the second hour, I'm talking to Mama Dr. Pearl Cooper. We're talking about being gatekeepers. And in the last hour, I'm welcoming a new somebody to the Radio Pulpit family on Heart to Heart, Pastor Pip Celia as well. Let me take a moment and greet Ma, Dr. Eva Siobi on the line. Hi, Ma. How are you?
Hi. I am good, thanks. You know, it's so exciting just to hear you bubbling like that. May God just bless you.
Ah, thank you so much, Ma. Listen to this. So you and I went to start a topic on, or answering the question, is it hard to live a Christian life? Is it possible? Is it doable? Is it practical? Hey, yeah, the questions that are there. And you'd hear somebody saying, when are you living it? Are you living a Christian life? When? And others feeling that it is really hard to live a Christian life, Ma. What makes it hard? Did we even address the reasons why it is hard for others to live for Christ? Or is it because we are at war?
Well, let me just say that it is impossible. Let's not say hard. It is impossible to live a Christian life. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Without him, it's not doable. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to have the relationship with him. Remember that when Jesus left, before he left, he said to his disciples, it is to your benefit that I go. It is to your benefit, because if I go, then I will ask my Father, who's going to give you the Holy Spirit. And then that, the Holy Spirit you need, because it will be my presence. That's why he said that I won't leave you alone. I won't leave you as orphans. I will come in the form of the Holy Spirit. And then he will help you. He will be your guide. He will be your teacher. He is your standby. He is the one who's going to remind you of all things which I've taught you. And he is there, most importantly, to help us. That's why they call him the Paraclete. He's there to help us. He's somebody who is our standby. And why is he coming to help us? It's because a Christian life is not just difficult, it's impossible. You cannot live it by yourself at all, because here we are we would like to compare the physical, the flesh, the secular with the spiritual.
Hmm.
And those are two different, I would say, spheres of life.
Hmm.
They're not the same. Yeah. When you are not born of the Spirit, as Jesus said to as answering Nicodemus, when you're not born of the Spirit, there is no way you can live in the Spirit. We've got to be born in the Spirit by the Holy Spirit himself, as Jesus said. And when we have the Holy Spirit, be a new creation, be born again as a child of God now, you have him inside you. So he can help you and me to know how to live a spiritual, because a Christian life is a spiritual life here on earth.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can be able to do that. So without him, then it becomes difficult, because now we resort to other things. We resort to religious rituals.
Ish.
In trying to do it, because now you have a word which says, pray every day. Then you are going to attempt to pray every day with your flesh. Have you ever tried to pray with people, but we pray for an hour? I'm going to try.
And you don't get to it. Yeah.
And then before 5 minutes ends, you no more know what to pray about.
Mm.
And number two, you are lost in your mind. You're thinking about other things.
Yeah.
Or you just sleep.
Mm.
You know, you wake away. You wake up and say, "Yeah, no, I was trying to pray."
Mm.
You see, that tells you that with our flesh, even if we can be how determined to follow the instructions, it's not going to be possible, because flesh and spirit are not the same.
They're enemies, actually.
Yeah, Paul said that flesh and blood cannot do what? They cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So we've got to get out of the flesh realm, get into the spiritual realm, have a spiritual relationship with the Lord, be filled with the Spirit. That's why Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, that do not be unwise. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go there, Spongile.
Okay.
And read it in Ephesians chapter 5. Paul says in verse 15. See then, you got it. Read it for us.
It says, see
Ephesians 5:15-18.
Yes, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the times, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Should I go down to 19?
So,
oh, okay.
No, it's okay. So you see, Paul here is telling us, in these evil days, if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, we are going to walk as fools. We won't be prudent. We won't be able to be bear witness to the world, because the days are evil.
Yeah.
So in order for us to redeem time, to make it to be effective and to be accurate in our living, and to have a testimony in our living, then we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me just take you on a little journey. You see, verse 18 obviously comes before verse 22, right? The same chapter.
Mm.
And verse 22 says what? Wives,
submit to your own husbands. Yes.
Now, when you talk to wives and tell them to submit, they tell you that, Mam Siobi, how do you start doing that? These men, Why? It's because this particular instruction which Paul is giving in verse 22, he is saying you will be able to submit to your husband if you are filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not a scripture which is just on its own. There is a pre-scripture which is instructing you that in order for you to be able to live effectively, be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that you can be able to submit to your husband. husbands are supposed to love their wives as they love their own bodies. Mm. And then there we are, submitting one to another. And then in verse 6, the children become obedient to their parents, mm-hmm. in the Lord, and they honor their parents. So, you see, there's a flow here. And it tells you that to live a Christian life, you're not going to do it without being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
All the time. All
yeah.
the time.
So there is no way that we can leave outside. I guess now that's where the verse that says, in him we live, we move, and have our being becomes clear, that on our yeah. own it is not possible. I hear a lot of people saying, I have issues with impatience. I can't wait. Like, you're waiting, mm-hmm. it just gets to me. And I'm a yeah. Christian. How do I do this? Because one of the reasons why at the end of the day we would resort, I'm just going to say we, I'm talking about Christian, Christendom. So one of the reasons that people would turn and follow other things and turn and do certain rituals and whatnot and listen to the voices that are outside, it's part of, it's brought forth by impatience. And we are living in a world where we also teaching our young ones, we're teaching our children that everything can be done within 2 minutes, 2 seconds. You can have a video that goes for 2 minutes, it's enough. To an extent that even the young generation now, if you give them something that is 10 minutes long in a video, they get tired. They need some breaks before they can finish that 10 minutes. You have to have ways of capturing their minds for that 10 minutes. If you fail within that 10 minutes, you lose them altogether. So impatience has grown.
And Spongile,
yes,
once you are there, it's not only the young people.
Yeah.
Even us as old people, what's happening now to church?
Yeah.
We want a church which is going to
fast. Yeah, fast,
you know,
and then
20 minutes. and people tell you, why should you be at church for 2.5 hours? What are you doing?
What are you doing in there?
Once you go beyond the time, people leave you. They don't even ask, they leave. So
yeah.
it's not just
so,
all of us in this generation, we are people who don't have time for anything whatsoever. I don't know. I'm sure we only have time when we are in the flesh and we are at a party.
Ma, as you say, there's so much that stimulates people in those places.
So much. Yeah.
Even the movies that we watch, they do everything they can to capture their attention in the first seconds. And then they know that once you get them in those first seconds, you're gone. You can continue 2 minutes. Born a weed. So now we are also impatient when it comes to God answering our prayers. We are impatient because he said this in his word, but it's been 4 years I've been waiting. And so there comes Sibongile to mix some makatakata and this and that. And then you do that.
Yeah.
There's one time when God said to me personally, and he spoke to me in two different ways with two different people who don't know each other. And God said, be patient and wait. Don't have a plan B. That's what he said to me. Don't even have a plan B. Because, and I sat down and I realized, sometimes I would be like, I need this. And then I pray about it. And then there comes a plan B. I can get it from Dr. Siobi. And then I call, Ma, and I have a plan B. There's always a plan B. How do we get to that point where we are patient with God?
Yes. Again, Sibongile, the answer is on the wall. It is also to be filled by the Holy Spirit, because patience is a fruit of the Spirit. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
See? So now, when we do not have the Holy Spirit, there's no way we're going to be patient, because to get into the kingdom of God and to be productive and fruitful in the kingdom of God, it takes patience. There is no other way, you know. And look at David. David was anointed around about plus minus 17 years old. And he only got into the throne at 30. Yeah?
Mm.
So it's almost like waiting for almost 15 years before it manifested And he knew all along, I am anointed. But now he finds himself getting into caves, running away, being acting like someone who's mad and all that. Hey, it's all dramatic. And yet he keeps on hearing, but you're the king, but you're the king. And so it took 15 years. Yeah? So all of us, there should be patience. Jesus had to wait for 30 years before he became the Savior. 33 years, the Savior of the world, which God had ordained before even the foundations of time. Yeah? Bo Abraham, they waited for 25 years before the fullness of time when Isaac was to be born. Everybody, all of us, we have got to be waiting in order for us to receive from the Lord. And incidentally, I would say the Lord has been teaching me on patience in the book of Hebrews. He says, read that, Hebrews chapter 6. Mm-hmm. God is saying to Abraham, let's start from verse 13.
Hebrews
when God
6.
Made a promise, yeah, see mm-hmm. Hebrews 6, 13, or you can read for us.
I'm running there. And it says, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. Do I go down, Ma?
Yes.
Saying, surely, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so far, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise.
Okay. So he obtained the promise after patiently enduring them. But where I want us to get to is verse 17,
okay,
which says that does God determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. So here, this is a serious faith doctrine where Paul is, or the writer of the Hebrews is telling us that to help us to endure like Abraham, God did two things to prove to us that his promise is truly, truly coming to pass when he says it in our lives, that we should never, ever doubt him. It's because he knows that it is going to be very hard for us to reach that mark. But in order to help us, those who are staying in hope, not to lose hope, he says, I've done two things for which I have taken, number one, an oath that I will never lie to you. Number two, I have an immutable counsel. The counsel, my word, can never change. So he's saying, I've given you my two main pillars which should anchor your hope in knowing that I will definitely do what I have promised you. You know, so God here, you know, in English, it's like God is really shaking us and saying and telling us that for real, I will do it. You just stand in faith and hope, knowing that I'll definitely do it because I have proven it by my oath that I am God, I will never lie. And number two, I am I have an unchangeable character. When I say it, I mean it. So just believe me. It's like, God is begging us. Just believe me, I'll do it for you. You know, this word, believe me, that is actually an action word which is even having power and force to say, trust me. You know, I have this understanding that, you see, when God told Adam and Eve at the Garden of Eden, or rather Adam especially, that you should not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the day you eat it, you will die.
Mm.
It was not a command. It was not a warning. But God was simply saying, just believe me.
Yeah.
Just believe what I tell you. You don't have to prove it. Just believe me. That's all what God wants. Even today, Sibongile, in our lives, that's all what God is saying. Do you believe me?
Sure.
Do you believe me? You want your healing? Yes, I'll give you your healing.
All right.
Just believe me.
I'm reminded that he even says to Martha and Mary, didn't I tell you if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord? So
yes.
It only takes us
yes.
to believe. Ma, let's yes. take a break. I see that Demohali Jeffrey Malachi, good day to you. Thank you so much for joining in. And family, if you'd like to be part of our discussion, we'd like to hear from you. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. 37871, which will cost you 150, is our SMS line. 0826572729 is our WhatsApp line, and we are streaming live on Facebook. Hey, Maramudi Mule, Namara Mama. Ah, Mudi Mucheo. You know, I'm just thinking of the children of Israel coming out, and they were singing, there can be miracles when you believe. And then the next thing, there's the Red Sea in front of them. The Egyptians are coming, and you're like, oh, and this is where we find ourselves most of the times. But we are coming back. We're going to take the sounds of musical worship. Be still and know that I am God.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock when Dramini Yohanals will take you through with something else, then continue with you on Spectrum. But right now I'm with Dr. Eva Siobi, and we're still answering. We are on part 3 of this question that is there. And the question is it hard, is it possible to live for the Lord Jesus Christ? A family member, Mama, writes and says, Sibongile, we also are struggling with social media platforms that keeps our focus away from God. When do we have time for God? Eish, that is one of the addictions that are there to the world, hey, Ma?
Yeah, they are there because they're all challenging our commitment to the Lord. Because if we are seriously committed, which is decision making, which is choice, yeah, all these things, the media, social media and so on, they are all there to say, what do you choose?
Mm.
You know, it's like Moses, every morning you wake up, stands there and says, I've placed life and death before you, what do you choose?
Yeah.
Every morning we've got to choose. Am I going to choose waking up in the morning and die before my phone gadget? Or am I going to wake up every morning and go to my Bible and pray?
Let's answer that one quickly, Ma. How do we conquer that? And I remember somebody saying, and I think it was, okay, I think I know who it was, but let me not say who it was. This person was saying, fasting and praying helps us to conquer such. They said you would be struggling with a certain addiction, but for you to conquer that is to get into fasting and praying and crucify this body. I don't know if crucify is the right word, but don't allow the body to have its pleasures around that time. That will help you to conquer other addictions.
Well, that comes. Those two are real and they are good, but they come after choice.
Okay.
You have to choose.
Yeah.
You must make up your mind.
Mm.
Choose. You know, there's one thing which God has given to us as human beings.
Choice.
The power of choice. That power of choice.
Mm.
Now is the day when we need to put good use to it. We've got to choose.
Mm.
If I want to fast, I've got to choose to fast.
Mm.
If I want to read the word, I must choose to read the word. If I decide, no, I'm not going to attend this particular concert, it's my choice. You see, the thing is, choice, we don't see that every moment, moment by moment, are moments of choices which we make.
Mm.
Because we, most of the time, we are not intentional about how and what I want to do with my life. I just live from one event to the next without being conscious. Or by the way, what I'm doing or where I'm going is my choice.
Mm.
I just find myself doing it, you know. Thinking it's lunchtime, it's 1 o'clock. Oh, yeah, lunch means what? I must go and take some food.
But aren't we on autopilot, ma? Aren't we on autopilot mode?
That's the thing. We're on autopilot mode, exactly. I like that word. We're on autopilot mode. And when you're on autopilot mode, you are saying, I have no choice. I have kind of suspended my choice.
So you have surrendered.
I've just surrendered my power of choice. And so I'm just going to go with the flow. All right.
Mm.
So Christianity is not to go with the flow. Choose. Christianity is a life of choice.
Okay.
When I received Jesus into my life, as
you
my
made a choice.
Savior, it was choice.
Your choice.
Okay.
All right.
And then from that moment on, it means whatever I do,
choice.
I must be now very cognitive of what I'm doing and begin to choose.
All right.
You know, choose your friends, choose your associates, choose the church you want to go to, choose. The radio station you want to listen to, which obviously is Radio Pulpit, hallelujah.
Amen.
Choose whether you want to listen to this music or that music.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me play this message from a family member, but before playing the message, hello to Talita T.A. Cute One Mkakaz. What? Mkhasani. Thank you so much. it's with an E at the end. Yes. And Tulu. Hi, it's Tulu Motsepe. Hi. And Talita says, good day, Pastor E, COB, and to all the listeners. Let's hear a message from a family member.
Sanbonani. Sanbonani mamsibongile. Sanbonani nomgcotshwa. Hey. Alikho iqiniso elidlula lelo alishoyo. Ngezwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi mama sibongile nomgcotshwa lapho siphile ngokamoya isikhathi sonke singadisturba into eyiningi ukuhlala sifaste sifundizwe into ezosigcina kulo mhlaba esikuwo namhlanje ngoba konke kuyaphithiseleka abantu bagcina bayofuna izinto eziphathekayo mama sibongile nomgcotshwa lapho ezingasizi lutho ezingenakho ukuphila ezingenakho kusasa mamsibongile bengisasho bantwaneni ngisho kumfana ngithi ngimfundela iSalms 40 ethi verse 1 and 2 ithi ngalindela kuJehova wazikhothamisela ngakimi ngalindela ayithi ngilindile ithi ngalindela kuJehova wazikhothamisela ngakimi, wezwa umkhuleko wami, wabeka inyawo lami phezu kwedwala, ukuthi ngikwazi ukuqina endleleni kaNkulunkulu. Ekhaya lithi, mama umsebenzi, kunini ngila, ngithi mna siyalindela mntanami. Ngempela nje namhlanje abasha balindela, bakwazi ukulinda, njengobusho mama Sibongile ukuthi ungamnikeza i-2 minutes nje ukuthi alalela akasakwazi ngoba abantwana bethu bafuna into ezisheshisayo kodwa uma simile ezwini simile kumethembeni simile eqinisweni lakhe uAbrahama walinda for 25 years elinde umntwana uNkulunkulu amthembisa yena uAbrahama walindela kuJehova nathi fuze silindele kuJehova mama sibongile nomcotshwa lapho futhi okuzosigcina kakhulu ukuhlala eqinisweni lakhe zinengi izinto zinengi mama sibongile uthi Colossians chapter 3:3 ithi sifihliwe kuNkulunkulu ngoJesu asifihlakale ukuthi zonke izinto zikwazi kwenzeka umam Caroline Tselapeli lo khuluma la ngibonga ngicoco sikulumnandi God
bless you. Thank you so much mam Tselapeli for even being with us and joining in today. Wow. All right, I just want to quickly rush to the scriptures. She's taking us to the book of Psalms 40 where David says I waited, and she specifically says, or she wants to make it clear that David doesn't say I'm waiting. It says I waited, meaning that it has been a journey that he has been on with the Lord. It's a long one. It's not something that it's just instant like that. And she says we need to do that. David says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to my cry and heard my cry. And she says we need to be just exactly like that, those who are able to wait on the Lord. And also encouraging us, because these times that we are living at, they are the ones that take our minds away. But if we go back even into the book of Colossians that Mom mentioned, Colossians 3:3, it says, set when you start to verse 2, it says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. And so if I'm rushing for my phone, then I'm not dead to myself. I'm not dead to self. I'm not dead to this world. We forget that we have died, and our lives are now hidden with Christ in God. Eish, may we also always remember this. You mentioned it earlier on. There's no way we can remember on our own. There's no way we can do all of this on our own. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to live within the Holy Spirit and allow him to live within us and be the one who guides our footsteps. And that's why then we can say boldly, in him we live, we move and have our being.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much to Mom Caroline. If you are just nearby, Mom Caroline, you just said it exactly. Exactly. That was awesome.
Yeah. And we have got to wait patiently.
Not just wait.
Wait, patient, and keep waiting. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Keep waiting. Okay, yeah. Patient, Princess Nkosi, hello to you, saying she's blessed. Koli, hi, Sibongile. In my old church, there used to be a time where we all had to fast, even social media and TV. And it helped a lot, because even now I do the same with my daughter. It is so easy to fall into the trap of social media. That one, especially now, I'm not going to say it by name, but there's this one where the videos are only 2 minutes. You can play a longer one, but within two minutes, you have to tell a whole movie, a whole story. Got 2 minutes. And this is what people are hooked to. And we even have our children struggling at school because of that 2 minutes thing, because they can't concentrate beyond 2 minutes. And so we need the Lord to help us. And Mom, Dr. Eva Siobi today says, we need to be guided by the Lord, Holy Spirit. Outside of him, there's no way. Outside of him, there's no way. Sure. Ma, are we even going to be able to finish this?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should. Yeah. The thing is this. Once we make up our minds, as I said, choice. Once we just begin to know that we have what God has given us, and that is to choose. And all the time, once we wake up, walk about, doing things, touching your knees.
Let me distract you, Ma. Okay. A little bit. A family member says, I'm struggling with prayer. I do not have the zeal. I force myself to pray. And when I'm now in the mood and I want to do it constantly on other days, I find it very hard the following day. Am I under attack or what is wrong with me?
No, there's nothing wrong with you, Danasekaya. All what you need to do is to just ask the Holy Spirit, that Spirit of the Living God, I want to pray. Can you give me the spirit of prayer? I'm waiting on you, and I believe that you are living in me. That's what we should always start with. It's not that the Holy Spirit is somewhere. The Spirit of the Lord is in us, right? Mm. Read for yourself Romans chapter 8.
Mm.
Romans chapter 8 will help you a lot, because that is where now Romans chapter 8, start from verse 1,
mm.
which will tell you that now, therefore, there is no more any
condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
So never condemn yourself and never feel condemned and begin to search in your soul whether there's something wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. You are in Christ Jesus. You are not condemned. That's number two. Number three, you must know that the Spirit of the Lord is living in you. Right?
Yeah.
And yeah.
That makes it clear that I have heard even a brethren mentioning that the first hour of prayer, let's say we are on prayer and fasting, we are gathered, even in church, they are struggling with thoughts that would come into their minds as they are praying. So they would be praying, but thinking about the kitchen. Did I lock the kitchen? Did I switch off the stove? Or they are in their closet, in their bedroom, wherever they are. They are even thinking, hey, at work, hey, what was she saying? And it's distracting. So it means that, as you say, when you start, ask the Lord, Holy Spirit.
Mm. Yeah, you ask the Holy Spirit to say, Spirit of the Living God, you're going to help me, right?
Mm.
You're helping me to understand that, number one, I am not condemned. Because most of the time, What brings all these thoughts are thoughts of condemnation. You know, Satan tries to tell you that, hey, when you did not do this properly. Talk about this one. Yesterday you said this. Now you start wandering around, being pulled by what? The spirit of condemnation.
Mm.
It is the most subtle evil spirit which can bind you and make you not move an inch. So we've got to settle that. That I am in Christ, I'm not condemned, and if I've forgotten to close the door, God is going to take care of the door whilst I'm praying here.
Mm.
If I haven't locked whatever, the Lord is in charge over there. Mina, I'm now in His presence, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the chapter, Sbongide, which goes on, and then right at verse 25, it then says, we do not even know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is there to help us.
All right.
To pray.
Tuli Makhoba says, feeling blessed, being made aware of the power of choice. Wow. Sileki Mabula, hello to you, saying hallelujah. And another family member says, with me, I find it hard to pray in one place because there's so many things to do in the house. How do I get it right? Is it possible really to pray whilst I'm cooking, whilst I'm cleaning and taking care of the household?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is possible, because you see, the thing is, we should know that prayer has nothing to do with a closet. It's good to have a closet. Please hear me properly.
Mm.
I'm not saying we should not have our prayer closet. We should have that. However, we should not limit our prayer to a prayer closet. I can pray as I cook, and I keep on saying, oh, Holy Spirit, help me to pour enough sugar or enough salt. Just help me that I must remember to switch off that plate, because now the food is almost done. Please, Holy Spirit. You see, as I am going like this, I have the Holy Spirit being involved with me. I'm conscious of His presence, and I'm able to communicate with Him. And it is even in those times that He can drop a song in my heart. He can drop a verse in my spirit. He can remind me of something which I have got to be doing after this, and so on. So, you know, being with the Holy Spirit, it's a beautiful tango dance experience where you are alone, but you are not alone, because now he's there and you are going, you're communicating with him. Whether you communicate verbally or loud, or you communicate in your heart, but involve him. You see, the thing is, most of us, our problem is to compartmentalize the spirit and the activities of the spirit. Hore, I move from this compartment to that compartment. I am limiting him here. No, no, no. He is the Holy Spirit who should be with us all the time. So even as I am in this program, I am communicating with him. Lord, help us. Lord, bring things into our mind as we are talking with and having this conversation with Bongile. Father, help that one who is having a difficulty with the prayer and so forth. You are able to do both, because I am a physical person. I've got my mental capacity. And I've got my spirituality as well.
A family member says, hi, Sibongile, Mama Siobe. Wouldn't that person be disturbed and find themselves no longer praying, concentrating on what they do? You will answer that as we wrap up. Ntavi saying, yes, Yizani saying, thank you so much for the word. Without God, there is no way we can make it. Implementing Galatians, I think I'm implementing Galatians 5:22-23, fruit of the spirits. God bless you. Ntavi saying, Yizani. Thank you, Pastor E and Miss Bongile. Love you, Lord. We love you too. Vilibrat. Hello, Vili. Today's topic on the word for today. Thank you for that, Vili. Tulu saying thank you so much for the empowerment session. Ask always the Bible in Afrikaans. Okay, Vili, ek is nie seker if I do verstaan wat Vili wil sê vir ons. But I think you are saying the Bible, today's message was all about asking, and Mama is talking about asking the Lord Holy Spirit to help us in our prayers. So, Mama, we only have 2 minutes before the news. A family member says, wouldn't they drift away? Wouldn't they drift away because now they are busy?
You drift away from him. You don't just drift away to things. God has put you in him. We live in him. So you drift away when you stop talking to him. For example, as you are here with me, we are conversing, and I hear you, you hear me, and we are able to talk, and I'm not drifting away.
I'm preparing the news bulletin and opening traffic, but I'm talking to you.
But you're not drifting, you see. Yes. The thing is, people have got to know that when you are having a living relationship with the Holy Spirit and you are conscious of his presence, those driftings have got to go away. They will actually disappear you make him now your focus. Yeah, and the scripture which I would like to read to us is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "Where now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is liberty.
Freedom. When we want to be free to enjoy life, live that life in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And you'll never regret. You won't drift away. You won't go to other alternative solutions and what have you, and resolve to your own plans. No, just stay in him and enjoy the liberty the Holy Spirit gives, in that he's able to make it easy for you to live your life. That's what I've experienced personally. He makes things so easy. That's why Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He makes it easy. Amen.
All right, Ma, we pack it here. We'll be back. I hope we'll be able to close it, but we'll be back. Thank you. Thank you. Alvin Montgomery saying this has happened many times. I think to yourself, Alvin, thank you for sharing. Grace Maoka, thank you. Amen. Princess saying amen and amen. Ma, we love you so much. Have a blessed one. We will be back, family. We want to live right. We want to live for the Lord and glorify Him through our lives. Ma, have a blessed one.
Amen. God bless you too. Live in the spirit.
Live.
You won't gratify the needs of the
flesh. Thank you, Ma.
Amen.
Live in the
God bless. Bye.
Bye, Ma. Live in the spirit, bye. Family. And if you'd like to be in contact with Mama Dr. Eva Siobi, you can drop her a WhatsApp on 082-575-6278. It's 082-575-6278. We are crossing to Sune Stoffberg with the 1 o'clock news bulletin.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.